I mean, this guy filled such a huge area of our lives. I mean, just immense. Absolutely immense. And so the loss we feel is so great. It's so deep. But I just want to, on behalf of my brother, because of his testimony, as we heard in that beautiful homily today, because of his two-year testimony, I just want to say that I stand here today with total and complete, utter peace with my brother Tom. I miss him like crazy. I miss him like crazy. I don't want to spend the rest of my life without him, but I want you to know something. He is okay. He's all right. He's just fine. And what a gift he gave to me because of that. It was an experience I had with my brother just as he was dying on his deathbed. And it was what was going through my mind, and I would like to share that with you. I kept it to myself. I shared it with no one. But it was going through my mind as he slipped closer and closer to the precipice of death. And I, myself, and Colleen and his family was there. And we stood by him, and we could see it nearing and nearing and nearing and getting more and more imminent as he slowly slipped away. And we walked with him, each one of us, right up to the door. We walked with him right to death's door. And I remember thinking, Lord, I wish I could walk through the door with him. I wish I could hold his hand and walk through with him. And I remember thinking, that's the glory of Jesus Christ. You see, when I go, I was thinking to myself, no one is going to be able to walk through that door with me as much as they want to, as much as they love me. Only Jesus Christ can walk through that door with me. And so that's why I have my faith and trust in him. And I thought to myself, could you imagine the glory of that? The glory of God raising him up from that bed and healing him. And I want you to know I come from a faith that believes that that's going to happen. The resurrection is coming. And so it's just, my mind was so full of faith and seeing the grace of God. I just wanted to relate that to you. It's so deep and powerful for me. It was an experience I'll never forget.